Okay, let's say hello to Terry Flanagan, who's at his home in Dublin 15. Any dad jokes, Terence, or granddad jokes? You're granddad now.
Yes, I am, Derek, and it's absolutely fantastic. Little Olivia was born almost 6 months ago now, and she is gorgeous. And in fact, we were minding her this weekend, and it's a thrill to have a little baby back in the house again.
Oh, why don't you tell us all about it, Terry? Because everybody loves to hear about other people's children and grandchildren.
But can I just say one thing? There's one person that loves her even more than I do, and you can guess who that is.
Angela, your good wife.
That's it, exactly.
And she is a good wife to have put up with you all these years. Now, Terence, I was asking, have you any granddad jokes?
A granddad joke? Yes, I have one.
Go on,
just
then.
The one. Okay. What do you call a granddad whale?
A granddad whale? I've no idea.
A hunchback whale. You like that?
No, I don't. Oh, get on with tonight's report, please.
Okay, well, anyway, moving on. I was out with Richard and we visited the Secret Garden. Now, you know the Secret Garden well, I'm sure.
Yes, I do indeed, yeah. It's in Blessington Street, yeah.
That's it, exactly. Tucked away just behind Blessington Street. It's a magical place. A lake surrounded by a rectangular walk. There's an island on the lake and a number of fountains and plenty of bird life with lots of ducks and swans. And it's a place from where we've done many reports, Derek, over the years. But the reason we visited this time is because of the addition of a new vending machine. And if the listeners are thinking it's supplying minerals and snacks, then think again. The Mooney Goes Wild programme introduced you to vending machines just like this one from an item we did a number of months ago. Now, here in the basin has always been a great place for the locals to feed the birds. But this generally meant feeding bread. And in an effort to provide more nutritious food, the park has introduced this machine. And so Richard and I went along to try it out for ourselves.
Hello, Terry. Welcome to North City's Stephen's Green. This is our version in the north side of Stephen's Green, a lovely little pond, fenced off, beautifully maintained, and a haunt of swans, geese, and tufted ducks. And there's lots of them. There's over 20 of them here today.
And what's this new gadget I see here, Richard?
It looks like one of the old phone boxes or something like that, but it isn't actually. It is a duck vending machine. Ah.
So it gives out ducks, does it?
No, it doesn't. It feeds the ducks.
Okay.
It is a response to feeding them bread. When I used to come here a great deal when I was studying the swan's nests here, and people came with lashings of bread, and you'd see the slice pans of various bakeries lying around here all the time. But bread is considered by many not to be that good for ducks, geese and swans, so this vending machine was put in.
But it's not totally bad bread. You can give bread, I'm told, as long as it's not musty or gone off.
Indeed, if it's musty or gone off, you wouldn't give it to them. That is true. It's probably not the best thing for them, but they love it. I've tried swans. I used to give them flaked maize and chopped up lettuce and cabbage, but they would always turn their nose up at everything and went for the bread. And if you came with both white bread and brown bread, they preferred the white bread. So we're not the only ones who do all the wrong things.
Okay, let's have a little look at the machine here now, because looking at it, it says it's a duck feeder and it was built and maintained by the Feed Ducks Initiative. So what they're trying to do here is to provide a decent type of food for the ducks and for the swans.
Yes, it's to wean them off it, in theory, yes. That is the idea.
Okay, let's see, can we work this? I see, first of all, you pay for the food and it's contactless. So I'll just take my card out here and I'm going to tap the card. Oh, I can hear something. Oh, and there it's after coming down there, the food.
Looks like grower pellets that you might feed to chicken or turkeys or something like that.
And it gives you about, what, 3 or 4 handfuls for a euro.
Yeah, now what we should do is see, will they eat it?
Okay.
Now,
well,
the swans are not, there's a swan here and she's not bothering to come over. That's a very bad sign.
Okay.
It means she doesn't be bothered with this stuff. She wants the good stuff, the bread.
Right, let's move out here just to the edge and then.
Oh, there she is now. Let's see. I want to try.
You said that's a she. How do you know it's a she?
I think it's that one's a male, actually. You see the big berry on the
nose. On the forage, yeah.
Now we're just throwing some into the water.
And then throwing some, and
we just see there's one mallard coming over. One
well,
no, swan.
Look at that. Our swan is eating the food.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. And the tufties. Tufties are much more omnivorous. They're bottom feeders. They're diving ducks. They go down and they pick up invertebrates and vertebrates and things from the bottom, you know. So and the fact that they're eating it is interesting. In fact, they're converging now. Look at them all moving in.
There's
so,
still only the one swan, but...
Well, there may be a partner here.
Now, I'm just going to go around here and get another handful of this food because I've got to walk around to the front of the machine. Okay, let's see. We're getting lots and lots of pigeons here as well, is there?
Yes, doves, pigeons, lovely. It's very good. It's quite an interesting place. You have a heron over there looking at us suspiciously.
He hasn't come over yet, but look, our swan is here. Look, just right underneath me and just throwing some into the water there.
Very tame, and you were seeing a very interesting thing. There used to be a very aggressive swan here.
Yeah.
And the swans have a little bit... The risk is a funny business. To feed, they needed to risk. They needed to come close to us. Now, we were a danger. You know, people might attack them. It might kill them. So they were always trying to balance the risk of coming in to the reward of getting a nice lump of juicy bread back, do you see? So this resulted in tension. And you tended to get some swans developing aggressive tendencies. They were never quite sure whether they're going to fight... or they're going to feed.
Now, this is a beautiful swan.
This is a beautiful swan. You're not a bit angry.
He's staying here all the time. I'm just going to go around and get another handful of this because you get a good, what, three or four handfuls, more, I suppose, half a dozen. Do you want to get another one there, Richard?
I will, yes. Handouts for the swans. I think you got a fine dollop of stuff for your book, didn't you?
Yeah, certainly do.
Of course, the pigeons are passing in, right?
What do you think of this idea, Richard, of providing this type of food to try and, I presume, encourage people to feed with more correct food than bread?
Yes, I think it's a very good idea because it reminds people of the complexity of this thing, you know. What am I helping them by feeding them stuff, you know? And it draws attention to the fact that these birds could be fed and it's good, and it's good to feed them.
Yeah.
It'll help to encourage them and all and so forth. Lots of things won't come. I noticed the heron doesn't come over here. The moorhen, the coots, which we have here, I'm surprised they didn't show up because they must all know about this thing here now.
Yeah, and I presume when they see people hanging around here, they're thinking, oh, maybe they're just going to get some food for me.
Yes, yes.
By throwing a bit more.
And it floats. It doesn't sink, which is great, you know.
What do you think is in this food here? Is it high in protein or what would you think?
Well, I hope it is because... It would be a mix, I suppose, omnivorous mix, kind of, with all kinds of stuff in it. And that swan is lapping it up. Oh, yes, he's taking it all. It floats, which is very handy.
Yeah.
A lot of the stuff I used to try giving, like maize and stuff like that, that used to sink, you know, and there's a bit on the bottom. But it's better if it floats, it's visible.
So overall, Richard, do you think it's a good idea providing a feeder like this in a park like this?
Yes, it is a good idea. It's good publicity for the birds and things and the need to feed them. Need to support them. It's good. Children love feeding animals and nurturing animals. It brings out a good streak in them. I think it's a very good thing. And it also reminds people that you have to be careful feeding things, to give them the right stuff. And when you do it with this, you know you're benefiting the birds.
Well, I tell you what, we might get another euro's worth and spend a little while. See, can we encourage anything else in?
Thank you very much indeed, Terry Flanagan. One of my favourite places in all of Dublin, Blessington Street Basin. If you happen to be in Dublin, go for a walk up there. You'll enjoy it. Anyway, just before we leave you, we have a signpost for something interesting happening at Killarney National Park.
To help celebrate the arrival of spring, Killarney National Park is running a weekend of nature-related illustrated talks, guided walks and family events. This exciting weekend was run from Friday the 11th to Sunday the 13th of April. And there'll be illustrated talks on the species such as the otter and moths in Kerry. On Friday evening, there'll be a nocturnal nature ramble led by the National Parks education team. Saturday morning starts with a dawn chorus walk and a bird ringing demonstration. And throughout the weekend, there'll be a number of guided walks in Muckross and Knockgreer, led by NPWS staff, conservation rangers, and also even retired park superintendents. If you want more information about The weekend is called Step Into Spring. If you go to Eventbrite or to the National Parks Facebook page and website, you'll get information how to book there. Thanks very much.
And that's pretty much all we have time for tonight. Don't forget, you can visit the website anytime you like, rte.ie/Mooney. As they're talking about spring in Killarney National Park, let's finish with one of my old favourites, Max Bygraves. Remember him? Tulips from Amsterdam?
When it's spring again, I'll bring again tulips from Amsterdam. With a heart that's true, I'll give to you tulips from Amsterdam. I can't wait until the day you fill these eager arms of mine. Like the windmill keeps on turning, that's how my heart keeps on yearning for the day I know we can share these tulips from Amsterdam. It's spring again, oh, I'll bring again tulips from Amsterdam. With a heart that's true, I'll give to you tulips from Amsterdam. I can't wait until the day you fill these eager arms.
There's a name and voice you don't hear much of these days, the late Max Bygraves and Tulips of Amsterdam, ending Mooney Goes Wild, presented and produced by Mr. Mooney.
Email mooney@rte.ie.